With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite earlier reports, it appears the Rafah gate between Gaza and Egypt has not yet been reopened. Secretary of State Blinken says opening the crossing would allow people to flow out of Gaza ahead of a potential Israeli ground assault, while humanitarian aid flows in.
We're putting in place with the United Nations, with Egypt, with Israel, with others, the mechanism by which to get the assistance in and to get it to the people who need it.
Blinken is now back in Israel following a visit to Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office denies reports of a ceasefire that would allow civilians to exit Gaza while aid goes into the territory. And the Israeli military says 199 people being held hostage in Gaza. That is a higher number than previously reported. Also at SRNnews.com, the country's third largest drugstore chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Rite Aid says it's obtained $3.45 billion in fresh financing as it carries out a restructuring plan. In 2022, Rite Aid settled for up to $30 million to resolve lawsuits alleging pharmacies contributed to an oversupply of prescription opioids. The pharmacy chain says it had reached an agreement with its creditors on a financial restructuring plan to cut its debt and position itself for future growth, and that the bankruptcy filing is part of that process. On Sunday, Jeffrey Stein, who heads a financial advisory firm, was appointed Rite Aid's CEO, replacing Elizabeth Burr, who was interim CEO. She remains on Rite Aid's board. I'm Donna Water.
The House gearing up for another vote on a new speaker, and that vote could come at midday tomorrow in D.C. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 110 points higher. This is SRN News. There is dissent in the Church of England over gay marriage.
11 bishops have banded together to oppose plans to introduce blessings for same-sex couples. In a statement released via Premier Christianity, the bishops say, quote, sharing the profound concerns of many in the Church of England and in the wider communion, we find it necessary to dissent publicly from the decisions of the House of Bishops. Some experts say the issue of gay marriage is liable to split the church and the worldwide Anglican communion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pacific Justice Institute has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Christian who performs with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. John Gallagher, who plays the bass for the HSO, was denied a religious exemption to the coronavirus vaccine and was suspended from work. PJI attorney Joe Gomes says Mr. Gallagher's religious accommodation should have been granted because it would not have created an undue hardship for the HSO. This is SRN News. Well, if nothing else, the president's poll numbers are holding steady.
The tally comes from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It reports only about 4 in 10 approve of how Joe Biden is handling his presidency, while 61% disapprove, numbers which have stayed consistently low over the past 2 years. Drilling down, only 32% support Joe Biden's handling of the U.S. economy, while only 31% back his management of the federal budget. Separately, the RealClearPolitics.com weekly average of polls also shows Mr. Biden at just over 40% approval, 3 percentage points worse than his two predecessors, former Presidents Trump and Obama, at similar stages in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin expected to meet this week with Chinese leaders on a visit to Beijing. More details at SRNnews.com.